how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted.
Or encrypted, thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes. Which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everyone. This is Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino Show. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Julia?
Yes.
You're looking good today. The studio, the lighting's hitting you the right way.
We were at the beach a little too long. It was only 65, and I just somehow I got sunburned. So here I am.
Well, you don't have the Italian skin. I mean, it's unfortunate.
Let's time out, first of all. Half Italian, half Irish.
Okay, well, it's not the half for the skin, though. I'm just saying, you know? Anyway, today's guest is Bridget Cameron Ridenour. She's a best-selling author of Overlooked and had a successful career as a stand-in for over 25 years, working with some of Hollywood's biggest stars on shows like Full House and Home Improvement. After a terrifying but life-changing moment with her family, she is stepping into a speaking career, sharing how that experience brought her closer to her family, to God, and ultimately to her purpose. Welcome to the show, Bridget.
Oh, Julia and Gino, thank you so much. That's a tongue twister.
Thank you for having me.
My goodness.
We are excited. I'm super excited, Bridget, because this topic is so important. I feel like it's overlooked sometimes, right? But siblings, a lot of us have siblings. I want to hear your story about the book, why you wrote the book, and a little bit of your background.
Absolutely. Well, just for your listeners, if you're a child of the 80s, you might have had a crush on my brother, Kirk Cameron, Mike Seaver from Growing Pains. And then if you're a child of the 90s, then maybe my sister might have been your best friend, or your older sister, Candace Cameron Bure, DJ Tanner from Full House. And really, one of the reasons why I wrote the book was I've started a speaking career. And what most people don't really know is that the reason why we got into Hollywood was really because of me. Some people don't even know that Kirk and Candace have other siblings, myself and our other sister, Melissa. And my mom finally agreed to bring us to Hollywood through a friend. And I was the little performer in the family. I was the one doing all the plays and the little skits and things for the neighborhood. And my mom said, okay. And that day that we interviewed with that agent, the agent actually took all of my siblings and not me that day. And so it was crushing, you know, for my mom, because this was my dream, was to be a performer and be on TV and all of that. And she thought for sure the agent was going to choose me, and she didn't. And so growing up, watching my siblings, two of them that became these teen heartthrobs and famous, I'll have to admit it was difficult for me to see them grow in their careers that I so wanted and that I didn't get chosen. And that's really kind of what Overlooked is about. But really, it's knowing our purpose, that God has such a plan and a purpose for us, for everybody. And we're never overlooked in any way. And it's just in God's perfect timing that he will show you what that is and where you're supposed to be. And again, Gino, like you said in the beginning, my family and I had a terrible, terrible, terrifying car accident. And that's where God gave me my life verse. And never would I think that that would be part of my story to be able to share with other women and men and be able to write the book Overlooked. So,
Bridget, as you are growing up and you have those feelings of being overlooked, how did you reconcile that as a young adult? It's got to be difficult as a young adult having those feelings of frustration, of jealousy, of anger towards your siblings. How did that not, I guess, permeate into your adulthood? And once you became an adult, you're like, you know what? I need to write this book.
Yeah, I really give a lot of credit to my parents, our parents. We were such a family unit. So even though Kirk and Candace and Melissa were doing all these things and, you know, I was still doing my own like school plays and recitals and things. And our parents kept us together as a family my mom would take Melissa and I to these things that Kirk and Candace were doing all the time. So we were still in that limelight as much as they were. And we were being, you know, photographed and, you know, our autographs and things like that. So even though I wasn't doing it, I was still having fun being with them and being able to travel and walk the red carpet and be at these award shows. It was still really, really fun for me. And we could be walking the red carpet at the Golden Globes or something one night. And then the next night, my whole family is watching me in my school play, you know, playing, you know, a dancer or whatever it was. So we were always there for each other. But it really wasn't until I, you know, got older and I got married and had kids and where I really kind of just accepted the fact that being, you know, on TV and being a celebrity probably wasn't going to happen for me. And God just put me in such a season of being a mom and raising our kids to know the Lord and who and their relationship and being a wife and all that, you know, comes with being a new wife and kind of, you know, being in that season. I mean, was there jealousy? Of course there was. But then that's where God kind of showed me, Bridget, you know, I have plans for you. And let's take a moment to kind of look back at the things that I did give you, the stand-in work for 25 years. I was on a stage every single day rehearsing for Child Stars. And I was in that world of Hollywood and all of that, which was great. So again, it's knowing that God has such a plan and a purpose for each one of us. And his plan is so much better than ours, truly.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So true.
Do you look back at now as an adult and maybe say to yourself, maybe it was a blessing that I didn't become this amazing star and have millions and millions of dollars, because I may not have gotten married. I may not have had the kids. I may not have gotten into the car accident. I may not have gotten a deeper and closer relationship with the Lord. So now looking back at it now, you may be Monday morning quarterback going, thank God that didn't happen. But at the same time, you're reflecting back and saying, that wasn't in the cards for me. So I'm looking at it now going, that was probably good that that didn't happen to you.
Absolutely. I think about the moments, such the special and precious moments and stories that I share about my kids, that I truly feel that if God had put me personally in that space of traveling, performing, doing all these things, I might not have had the moments with my kids that I did, because they're so special and they're so precious. And I talk about those in my book. I talk about those when I go and speak, that I would never trade those moments for the world. And look at what God is doing. God knows our heart. God knows our desires. He created me. He knew I wanted to be a performer. But again, it's in his perfect timing that he's allowing me to do those things now. Now that my kids are grown, my gosh, my youngest just turned 18 yesterday. And so he's saying, Bridget, now is when I have these things for you. Now is when I want to give you the desires of your heart.
I love this, Bridget, because a lot of times, especially as moms, we want everything now. We want to do it all. And society tells us, hey, you could do it all, by the way. You can have a full-time career and be a stay-at-home mom somehow. You could do it. But it's not all at the same time. And I love to hear you say that, because I think women do need to hear that, men too, where God's plan is always better. I love that you said that. I say that sometimes. And hearing it from you, I'm like, okay, good. I like to hear it from somebody else. God's plan is always better than yours. And if we just let go and just trust, right? Because sometimes you tried and you tried to be that person on stage, but your vocation at home, like, we don't realize that how important that is, right?
That's important.
And I agree. And I want to get back to when you're telling your story about having your siblings where they are, you know, people listening to, it's not if my kid is on stage or on film, it's just if they're better at something. You know, if we've all experienced having children, watching one kid be able to do pretty much anything and the other one struggles. And it's a constant over time where you could see the resentment. And so how do you, as a mom, or how do you talk to other children or other teens when they have that, like, resentment, like my husband was saying, about, well, my sister can basically do anything, and every time I try to do it,
I'm stupid.
I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented like she is. And there's this resentment. You know, I how I do it is, I'm like, listen, isn't that amazing that God gave them that gift? And so then we'll start there. But what do you do? How do you talk to other people about that, especially children?
Yeah, I just know for me and for my kids, it's celebrating all of us, each one of the kids. And like you said, isn't it great that, you know, Cameron can do that, or Reese can do this, but look at what God has given you, you know, and that maybe your sibling can't do. And it's again, just, it's talking to them about the gifts that God has given each one of them and their special gifts and their special talents. I mean, my gosh, my daughter is now preparing for colleges and things like that. And honestly, I had no idea what a beautiful writer she is. And when she had to write these you know, statements, these life statements and things for her college applications, I actually said to her, who wrote those for you? And she just laughed and she said, Mom, I did. I said, honey, I had no idea that you could write so beautifully. And she wants to go into journalism. And I thought, oh my goodness, like my boys, like I have my oldest son, Cameron, is a sports guy. He's 23 years old and he literally can pick up any sport and just do it. And he's good at it. My middle son, Everett, who is 20, him and sports don't go together. They just do not like each other at all. But yet he is so gifted in technology and entrepreneurship and things like that. And then my daughter is so gifted in the journalism part and the writing. And it's like, gosh, God gave you such unique individual gifts that it's beautiful. And it's just to encourage them even with their walk in the Lord, just knowing how God created them so beautifully as individuals. You know, how boring would it be if we all had the same, you know?
No, I was going to say, you must have had amazing parents. You must have had amazing parents yourselves, because I mean, the fact that your parents kept you in that Hollywood limelight, you guys made your own decisions, you guys stuck together as a family. Can you expand upon that? How didn't you get sucked into that Hollywood lifestyle and even your older brother and just breaking away and living to your own ideals and saying, hey, this is what I want to do. I don't have to march by the beat of someone else's drum. This is my own drum. How did you overcome those temptations?
I will have to say that it literally was the hand of God over our family. A lot of people do not know. We as a family did not grow up in a Christian home. That was not something that was instilled in us as young kids. When people see Kirk and Candace go and speak, and when they see me go and speak, oh, they grew up in this Christian home. Their parents were Christians. Like, this was just their lifestyle. That is the farthest from the truth. So my dad was an atheist. Wow. He did not grow up in that. My mom knew Christ as a little girl, but basically, as I like to say, we were pretty much in the CEO category of Christianity, Christmas and Easter only. That's when we went to church, right? And so when we were growing up, it was the same thing. And my dad just didn't want it, but my mom just kind of did it because that's what she grew up doing. But it really came to a head when Kirk was at the height of his career and he was dating a young girl who brought him to church for the very first time. And he heard the gospel. And the pastor stood on that stage and said, if you were to die today, would you be going to heaven? And Kirk, not really knowing anything about who Jesus was and this personal relationship with God, even though he was doing all of these great things with all of these ministries and organizations of terminally ill kids, and he was on a show and like all of these things, when he was driving home that day, he thought, if I were to die today, I would not be going to heaven. I don't even know who Christ is. I don't know who God is. I don't even know what it means to have a personal relationship, but I would not be going to heaven. And he pulled off on the side of the road and he prayed the sinner's prayer, really just raw and real, and just asked Jesus to come into his heart. And then that just kind of started his whole relationship. And then, you know, bringing that home, and he didn't really throw it in our faces. It was just this, we could see these little changes in Kirk. I mean, you know, growing up, Kirk was the older brother. He would pick on us and he would torture us and he would do all these things. But now you're kind of looking at Kirk going, wow, he's kind of nice. Like, what's happening? Like, what is going on? You know? And then on the show, his character was changing, things like that. And slowly, we just started learning who this God was that Kirk was just wanted to learn so much about. Kirk and I are 10 and a half months apart. And I really respect my brother. I respect everything that he does. And so I knew that because this was important to him and he was learning, it was really something that I wanted to know more about. And so that's just kind of got the process. Eventually we each accepted Christ into our hearts. I was 16 years old. My mom rededicated herself to the Lord. My dad took a lot longer. My dad was a school teacher for like 35 years. So he had lots of questions about everything. But eventually he accepted Christ. My brother actually got to baptize him at a men's getaway. And so here we are, like, you know, just doing God's work and sharing the gospel and how amazing God is. But it wasn't something that we knew. But I think just to go back to your question, I really think God had his hand over our family in this dark world of Hollywood. He knew how he was going to use our family. And that was going to be the platform of how he was going to get people to notice us. But he had such a hedge of protection over us. And it was really just Kirk not wanting to go to those parties. Candace not wanting to be around those group of people. Of course it was there. It was in our faces. We were invited to those things. But I think it was just, again, just God just, you know, just really just kind of protecting us. And Kirk just saying, you know, I just really just don't really want to go. And
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah.
What a beautiful story. And I think it gives a lot of people listening hope, right? Because a lot of times you're like, well, you grew up in a Christian family. Of course, you're like this. But I love this story that you just told, Bridget, because it shows the respect that you had for your brother. You know what I mean? You had a respect for him. And so he didn't come home with this. And you're like, you're something's wrong with you. You're ridiculous, whatever. And I think it helps us to realize that how we treat other people. And of course, he's a brother, and everyone who has brothers knows, okay, they beat you up and they tease you and all that fun stuff. But there's still there's still that respect that you had and how you treat each other, how important that is, because that one day when you want to bring something home, he brought home Christ to the house, and you had that respect for him. And so therefore you wanted more. And it's, you know, even as a parent, it's how we act in the house that's going to, say whether the kids want more of what we know about or what we're teaching them. We could teach them anything we want by words, but it's our actions and it's how we respect each other. That story is so beautiful. I'd never heard it before.
I didn't either.
You know, I'm curious about, we're going to get a little bit back into the book in a second, but I'm curious about the accident and how it changed your life. Tell us that story. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, in 2015, Kirk and I did a movie together called Saving Christmas, and it was up for some awards. And so we were invited to the K-Love Awards in 2015. And growing up, my family, we road tripped everywhere. It was just so much fun. It's just what we did. So my husband and I, we decided, hey, let's road trip to Nashville to this award show. And along the way, we were going through Groom, Texas, and we got caught in a very bad dirt storm. It basically blacked out our car. We could not see. My husband was driving. I was in the back seat with one of my kids. And then our other kids, one was in the passenger and the other one was in the very back. But we came upon a semi-truck that was stopped that had its hazards on. Now, you have to understand this is just a two-lane highway each direction. You can't see past the hood of your car because the dirt was so thick. And we stopped and my husband looked behind his shoulder at me and said, I just don't feel safe. I need to move the car. And I thought, okay. And so we were only behind the semi for maybe just, you know, a few seconds when he said that. And he moved the car to the shoulder of the road. And no more than seconds after he moved our car, a semi truck going 75 miles per hour behind us did not stop and slammed into the semi that we were just behind. The cab exploded. And then God said to me, get your daughter, get Reese. And I grabbed her from the back, put her next to me, buckled her in, and another semi truck hit us from behind, pushed us down into this ravine. Everything was on fire. We were telling the kids, get out of the car, get out of the car. Now there's dirt. Now there's smoke. Now all of this is going on. And we ran up to the side of the road and we could hear some voices calling, over here, over here, over here. We ran up to the side and we got in their car. And during all of this time, eventually there were all these, you know, fire trucks and ambulances and things. During that moment in all of this chaos, God kept putting in my visual Jeremiah 29:11. I kept seeing it over and over and over. And I will be honest with you, in that moment, if somebody asked me, what is God trying to tell you? I couldn't tell you because there were so many other things. Our car was on fire. Our things were burning. Somebody just died. Like there was just so much going on, but God was surely trying to tell me something. And eventually we got to Groom and I knew that there was a Gideon Bible in the nightstand of the bedroom. My Bible was in my car and I burst through the doors. I opened up the Bible and I turned to Jeremiah 29:11. And that's where God gave me my life verse. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Not to harm you, but to prosper you, to give you hope in a future. And I literally just sobbed because God said to me, Bridget, I just saved you from a major, major car accident. You, your husband, and your three kids could have been killed. But I have such a plan and a purpose for you. And all those years that you were jealous and you watched your siblings do all the things that you wanted to do, I've never forgotten about you. You've never been overlooked, but you have to trust me. I have you in a season right now of being a mom and a wife, but I have plans for you, Bridget. And just trust me, when it's the right time, I am going to put you out there to share your story with the world. And here I am, speaking at women's conferences, speaking at women's conventions. I wrote a book. And if God told me then everything that he is, you know, would be doing, I don't know if I would believe it, you know, because I was just in such a place of wanting it so bad. But, you know, God can turn a tragedy into a testimony. And here I am. And, you know, the story is just, you know, like I said, I never would have thought something so tragic would have had to happen for me to be where I'm at. But it's God's story.
It's interesting because now that I look back, first thing that popped into my mind was, God, could you have been a little less discreet and maybe just, you know, maybe not so difficult, but maybe sometimes we need to be woken up. I'm just saying, maybe you were just coasting through life.
Yep.
I think I was just thinking about a quote. Those of us who seek comfort will lose our self-knowledge. Maybe you were just being comfortable in life and God had to wake you up. And this is a big wake-up call for you, and all of a sudden you're out of your comfort zone. You've written a book. And really being in the limelight. You've probably been in the limelight your entire life, but this is a different kind of limelight. Now you're talking to women. Now you're a mom.
Well, it's with purpose.
Yeah, right. Yes.
And I think that's something beautiful. It's it's your story almost. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's, you know, yes, to be on stage, to be acting is one thing, but now you're out and the real you is coming out, which is beautiful.
So you're saying transparency, being authentic,
yes,
baby. Yes.
That's what we need, right? Yes. A lot of times it's like, you know, people show us their fake version. I don't want to see that. I want to see the real deal you. I want to know you.
Yes.
And so I love the fact, Bridget, that you're sharing your life.
Yeah, I like to just, you know, when people see me speak, it's who I am. I'm raw. I'm real. I'll cry. I'll laugh. I will share everything. And I don't want to sugarcoat anything because I don't want people to see me as something different. And so it's just who I am. But one thing I just wanted to share is, you know, waiting is so hard. And all those years that I waited for God to give me the desires of my heart, waiting is so hard because in the waiting, you've got all these other things, all these other emotions that go, anxiety, fear, stress, you've got all this stuff. But one of the most precious words that God can give us is wait, because it draws us closer to Him than to the outcome. And I think that is so beautiful because what is better? Nothing is better than being close to the Lord and being in His word and waiting for Him to give us the desires, to give us those answers.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah.
You may not have the answer to this question, but
I was going to say that God's time is always better. time is always better than our time.
Yes, but I'm a young 24-year-old. I'm on Instagram, and I'm told that I'm seeing everyone else doing deals and making millions of dollars. How do I wait? I mean, it's very difficult for someone to wait nowadays in this generation because everything's so
nowadays,
instantaneous.
You're right.
You've got DoorDash, you've got
instant.
Amazon Prime. Yep. I mean, there are things that happen so instantaneously. So the word wait, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. And it's hard for me as an adult to wait for the next deal. I mean, I got to wait a week to speak to a broker to close the deal. I want to close it tomorrow. But I agree with you. Do you have any tips or suggestions on waiting? Is it being more prayerful? Is it being more meditative? Is it just slowing down? Is it disconnecting? Well, you know, give us some ideas, some suggestions.
I think it's all of that. I mean, my goodness, we live in a world where everything is so quick. My gosh, we can ask Alexa, like, what time is it? What's the weather like? And it is, you know, just the kids growing up in this world, everything is so quick. But I think it's just so important. Waiting is so hard, but it's also looking at the things that God has given us in the past. Yes, you may be looking for that next big deal, or maybe I'm waiting for that next big women's conference to call me. And I'm like, let me get on my phone and call you and go, why aren't you calling me? Like, but I have to step back and I have to think, look at all the things that God has given me, these amazing shows that I have been able to be on, and the conferences that I have been able to do. Those are just so precious to me. And those were so, you know, beautiful and given to me. It is being more prayerful. It's strengthening your relationship, your personal relationship with God, and trusting, you know, and if maybe those big conferences or those big deals or that next job or something like that doesn't come, then it's trying to understand that that wasn't what God wanted you to do, where he wanted you to be. And you just need, and as hard as that is, it's like, okay, God, maybe you obviously didn't want me there for a reason. We may not know why, but we just have to trust that God's got, hopefully has something better, bigger. And then you could look back and go, wow, now I understand why, you know, I didn't do that, or I didn't do this, because he had this going for me.
It could be so frustrating, though, going through it, because like my very first deal, it took me 18 months with Jake to do our very first real estate deal. And it felt like an eternity. And I wanted it so bad. And I tried so hard. And then it ultimately came. And then 3 months, the next deal came. So it can be very challenging and very difficult.
I was going to say, sometimes the most beautiful things in life, we have to be patient and wait. What is that? Having a child, they take a while.
Getting married, baby. You have to wait a little time for me. I get it. I know.
Well, even
I understand.
Just like growing vegetables, growing things in the garden. All of that stuff is not your timing. And it can be very, very frustrating. Yes. But if we look at those things, and like you said, be prayerful and be in the moment, be aware of where you are, and just be thankful for every day, and focus on the good things that are happening in front of you. I think a lot of times we're impatient because we're not paying attention to what's in front of us. You know, a lot of moms, I'm sure you talk to too, is like, oh, I can't wait till my kids get to this age because it'll be easier. No. You're in a moment right now that you're missing out if you're just be where you are. Be where God put you right now, right? And so that's why my husband's a little bit more impatient than I am.
A little bit.
I try to teach him, but, you know. But it's beautiful to wait.
Yeah, it is, because like I was saying earlier, my youngest just turned 18 and she's going to be going to college. And, you know, I mean, we've all heard that phrase, don't blink, because in a second, your kids are going to be grown and out of the house. And that is so true. I mean, my husband and I were almost empty nesters. And my gosh, if I could go back to when my kids were young and just, you know, maybe just, you know, really hold on to those moments with them, and maybe, you know, cuddle them more and say all these, you know, things that maybe I didn't say or whatever, because it does. It goes by so fast and so quick that be in the moment that you are in right now, because before you know it, I mean, my goodness, God could take that from you in a second. He could take it from you in a second, but yet you're going to look back and go, man, I wish I had more time then.
So I'm curious, because you're in the movie world and in all of that world. God gave you such an amazing story, and it was an action adventure story. So I'm curious if you're going to use that accident. I mean, what? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you have an amazing, you have a book, but I'm talking about like a movie.
You know, it's so funny that you said that, because I've had people actually say, why don't you do a story about your life? And I'm like, really? Like, I don't know. I have no idea. But maybe, like, I don't know, put that accident like in a scene in a movie somewhere. Yes. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, I describe that accident like a Hollywood movie. I mean,
impact of that truck. I mean, I have it pictured in my head. You described it. And I actually have a picture in my head. And that is an incredible story, because a lot of people go through things in their life, and it's there, you know, I mean, it's really changed their life. But that is like, wow, a wow story that could be on a film. I don't know. Maybe God's given you your.
That's exactly how I describe it, like a Hollywood movie. I mean, just the heat of the fire, the sound, that semi truck just hitting that other one. I mean, it just rocked. It blew out the back window of our car where my daughter was. So there was glass everywhere. Thank goodness she didn't get cut or anything like that. But it was like a Hollywood movie, like right next to us. It was scary. It was very scary.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary. For a limited time only.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So then you write the book. Where can the listeners get more information on your book and, you know, learn more about you, your website?
They can go to my website, bridgetcameron.com. They can go to Amazon and purchase the book right now. I'm all over social media, so Instagram and Facebook. They can follow me. I'd love for them to follow me there. I'm speaking across the United States, so who knows? Maybe I'll be coming to an area near some of your listeners, and they can come and hear me speak and hear the whole story, and maybe there might be some, you know, Cameron sibling stories I might share. A Cameron tell all.
I love it. I love it, Bridget.
I usually wrap up the shows, but I'm going to let my wife do it only because she resonates with this. I think the whole idea of being overlooked, being the youngest sibling, having an older brother, being a pain in the neck. So I think a lot of this is really connects with you and actually being waiting and being patient and all that thing.
Well, before we end, I'm curious, when you go talk to women, especially, what is the number one thing that people are like, wow, this is my big takeaway from you. And I just want to thank you for being out there because I know we didn't hear your whole story today. And I know people are going to research you and get your book, buy your book, read your story. But what's the number one thing that people take away when they go and see you?
Goodness. I have to say it's not one particular thing because I talk about so many different things, you know, feeling overlooked. I share that I had a miscarriage. I share that. I share stories about, you know, my older son not doing well in school. I share, you know, marriage things. There's not one particular thing that someone will come up and say, oh my gosh, that. Usually it's something that I wouldn't think would connect with someone. And someone will come up to me and say, my gosh, your story about that just hit home with me. And I'm like, really? That part? But when I pray before I go out and I speak, I always ask God to show me someone, anyone, even if it's just one person, Show me who they are, bring them to me. And usually that does happen. I do still get a lot of men and women that will come to me and say, I have been where you are. I have felt overlooked in my job, in my marriage, in, you know, my family. And thank you for being so honest and so real and so open about your story, and where you're at and how you deal with it. I mean, I still am learning and, you know, trusting, you know, now I'm just in a whole different, different area of wanting to, you know, be able to go and speak and all of that. And it's just waiting and trusting in the Lord that He's got those perfect opportunities for me.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, I love everything you just said, because it shows me how real you are when you're out speaking to people. And I think that's what a lot of us crave, is to hear a speaker just be honest about their life, mm-hmm. be honest about their difficulties or their struggles. Because a lot of times people on stage are, you know, they give us the part of themselves, right? And then they go and live a different life. And it does take a lot of courage, Bridget. So I thank you for your courage being out there and speaking to women and men and probably young adults about what you went through, your life, the struggles that you went through. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we don't want to talk about that because we want to keep it quiet. We're embarrassed, whatever it is. But how many people you helped in the world, I can't even imagine. And I just want to thank you for that, sharing that message with us, my husband and I, and also all our listeners, and who knows how many people in the world. So it's just my thanks to you, right?
Oh. Yes. And I think the last thing I'd say about this entire episode for me, what I pulled out of it is that most of us, even if we're not, we tend to feel overlooked. Mm-hmm. But if we have the patience and we're willing to wait, and we're willing to pray, and we're really, really willing to be open to what the possibilities are for our future and to focus on that, He will reveal a plan for us. And it's better than any plan that we could have thought of for ourselves. And to have the courage to see your siblings succeeding mm-hmm. at what you wanted to succeed, and to be able to grow up and not to have any resentment or any anger towards them, but actually to write a book in fellowship with them, I think that takes a lot of courage, and that definitely takes a lot of faith and a lot of trust. And that's really cool that you wrote the book, because most people probably would have, I know a lot of people that would have been resentful, and they would have said, well, that was for me. Mm-hmm. And you understood that that wasn't for you, that there was something else out there for you. So we just want to thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Any final words for our listeners?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. You know, again, God just has, God writes a beautiful story. Each of our stories are different than the person, you know, sitting next to you or in your household, but God writes such a beautiful story. And what I can say is just give God the pen, give him the pen, let him write your story, because it's bigger and better than you can even imagine. And he's the best author of our lives. And so, you know, just give him the pen and let him write your story.
And Bridget, I need to follow this up. I need to get the last word in, because this is important. You took he took the pen and he wrote your story, but you are taking action on that story. You're not sitting back and letting him do all the work. You have to do the work yourself. You've got to get on the podcast. You're going to lose power. You've got to get those speaking engagements.
Is this your business?
No,
is this
I'm just talking in general. No, I'm just talking in general.
You talk business this whole time.
No,
it had to come out.
No,
for a
there's
second.
No business. I'm being. He puts out the plan. Don't just sit back there and think it's all going to happen, because it ain't going to happen if you don't put the work in. You have to do the right work for whatever he's telling you to do. Sure. But don't sit on the couch and go, well, why isn't it happening? Mm-hmm. He told me I've got to be a better speaker. He told me he's got to write a book. The book ain't going to write itself. You need to write the book. That's the bottom line. So congratulations to you putting in all that work and doing the work.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. So yeah. Get out there, get yourself out there, but yeah, you've got to put in the work. So thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Bridget, thank you. And everyone listening, visit us at juliaandgino.com.
And if you want to learn more about real estate, it's jakeandgino.com. Thanks, everyone.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.